KL4 NUE Mobile.
KL4 HKX, how are you?
Hey Patrick, what's going on with you, bud? I got this gooseneck behind the truck and headed back to Pickens this morning.
Here running on these wet, nasty roads.
Well, they are wet and nasty, ain't they?
How's your bear situation going up there?
Not the day. Exactly what's if anything has happened. I'm gonna pull some game camera footage and see if I can see what he's doing. But I had a good friend of mine tell me I need to put me a piece of plywood in front of the door with a bunch of nails on it to keep him from getting inside the door.
Always heard to do about bears from getting into cabins to deter them, put nails in the floor in front of them and around the doors, keep them from pushing on it.
Well, I'm gonna see how much activity I got first, and then go from there. But he's gotta go. In other words,
stay out of the cabin.
I like to sleep with the doors and windows open at night, and I ain't been able to do that since he's been around, and I don't like that too much.
I wouldn't like it either.
But what you got on the agenda for today?
See who I can find at work today. These rainy days, it's like they just are afraid they're going to melt.
I hear you. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that melt when it rains. It ain't just sugar, if you know what I mean.
Water's the great diluter.
Whereabouts you at this morning?
I am over in the Cherrydale area all day today.
Oh boy, that's a busy place. How's the truck doing? I know I asked you the other night, but still good?
It's doing fine, having some minor issues out of some interior things and having to take care of a few issues there, but nothing major.
Good grief, mercy. Something I was going to tell you and it slipped my mind. Oh, yeah. I can't remember if I told you or not, but I ordered me a antenna analyzer and got it in the mail last week.
Tell me about it. You've been learning how to do the impedance on your antennas and all that. So you've been practicing on it?
Yeah, I've been trying to learn as much as I can. They can wait.
Sure you didn't need to grab that phone call.
My big struggle with all of this antenna stuff is that you're working for me. Now, this is my mind, okay? Not anybody else's, just mind. My mind is I'm having to work with something I can't see. In other words, you can't see impedance. I can't touch it. I can't look at it. I can't manipulate it with my fingers. It's not like something, a tool or something. It's basically not a theoretical thing. It's just the math that is required to figure it out is higher than I could do. I probably could figure it out, but I would have to go talk with a math teacher or something, because there is in the formula, there is an imaginary number used to solve one of the problems for reactance or conductance, inductance. So basically the way this thing works is an antenna basically, depending on the length that it's cut, or the frequency that it's cut for either becomes an inductor or a capacitor or both as it moves through a frequency range. But typically you cut an antenna for a certain frequency, so you have to be able to know what, how much impedance is at that frequency. And you will never be able to understand it until you can see it, until you're able to have something that shows you what your impedance is. I'll take that impedance number and plot it on a Smith chart. And once I see where my impedance is on a Smith chart, then I'll use, depending on what hemisphere in the Smith chart it is, half of it is inductance and the other half is capacitance. And you can use the numbers on the Smith chart and the capacitance and resistive arcs to move your impedance point with inductors or capacitors to the center of the Smith chart. Make sense, kinda?
But I haven't looked into it at all, so I don't understand any of it at that point yet.
Try to imagine fixing a camshaft sensor, but you can't see what the sensor is putting out. All you can do is measure what voltage is going in. If you can think of it, if you're restricted like that, you can determine how much voltage is going in, but that's all we're going to tell you about it. The rest of it gets a little weird.
Back to that algebra class we had in high school, how many years ago?
And I say that in machine, and when I'm down in machine shop all the time, is that I wish I had paid attention in math class a little bit more, because if I want to get that hole over there, I need to figure out how to do that. And plotting things on graph paper, I hated it. And would not do it. Well, every machine I got, it's got a X, Y, and a Z axis. So, I sure wish I'd have paid attention.
I wish I would have focused a little more on it myself at times. But it's neither here nor there, so we got to figure it out now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, ever blessing. Everybody safe your way.
I'm pretty good right now. No major issues that I know of, so thank the good Lord about that. So that's all I know to do.
Well, good deal. How much more on your run you got to do over in Cherrydale today?
Over here early today, I've been adjusting the route. They added some new stops to me that I'm gonna start seeing on after the first of the month, so I got to figure out how to get those in and when. So I've been working on the route, moving things around, so I can prepare for that a little bit. Hopefully that'll all work out and add a little bit more head count to my route for me.
Stand by, Patrick. I got a phone call. Stand by.
W4FCM.
Hey, morning, son. Another rainy day, huh? Yeah.
Seemed pretty good out there.
Did break and then come back with a vengeance around noon, so until Thursday morning, today and tomorrow looks like a wet one.
So I guess I'll resume tomorrow, maybe.
Again, then it quits. Yeah, I'm going to get my hair cut about 9 o'clock, and that's it. But, remember Kurt? Used to be your Esquire barber shop around the corner. He died, but his wife took over, and she seems to do a good job. Usually full thing, I'll give her a try. Set great clips.
Again?
Around next to George Coleman Ford parking lot. Kurt, you Scotty, I remember him?
Yeah.
His wife took over when he died, and she's usually packed. I go and people her everywhere, so give her a try instead of going to Great Clips.
I try at the Furman Barbershop. He does a good job, too.
Saw that advertised, wondered about that. Dave's around the corner. I mean, he's actually closer than Kurt, so I could go to him, but hey, I think I'll give her a try. Not that much to cut anymore, so it should be a big deal.
Here you go. I like going to Barbara now.
Yeah, well, love you, son. Be careful today. Hope you have a good day, and hope the kids have a good day at school.
I love you, too. We'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Free to where you can go with the family Thursday, KD4FDI, W4FCM.